Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It is 8:26 here on WPHM as we broadcast live from the Luxury Bath by Mobility Remodeler Studio in downtown Port Huron. Jim White from Luxury Bath and the Port Huron Lions Club is with us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. So we're talking about the Lions Club. You've got an event coming up, a blood drive this week.
We do. Tuesday, September 13th. It will be hosted at the Lions Hall at 2270 Water Street. That's 2270 Water Street from 2 to 8. Anyone wishing to give blood can go to our Facebook page, and they can do actually the registration because there's only 40 spots, and quite a few have already been filled.
Okay.
I don't want to, scare people off. You can just stop in, and we can get you lined up for another date if it is full at that time. Plus, there's several others that are going to be happening throughout the area that they'll be able to go to, and I'm sure the Red Cross be happy to get their information. But right now, we still need at least 10 folks to come in, and any type blood is good blood, especially to the patient needing it.
There's been such a need for this, too, since COVID. I think that the number of people, a lot of people that used to give blood quit doing it, obviously in 2020 for obvious reasons, but haven't necessarily gotten back into the habit of donating blood.
You know, we were just speaking with the people from Red Cross, and during COVID, since you couldn't go anywhere else, you could give blood. So it went way up. But since COVID, you're right, it's gone down. Plus, in the summertime, you don't have the kids in school, the college kids that give blood and such. So, yeah, they need a little bump right now. So anytime you see the Red Cross, give a pint, do what you can and help the community. And it pretty much all stays in Michigan. Not much of it. Some of it goes to Cleveland Clinic. Which almost Michigan. So, good cause there too.
Well, whoever needs it can.
Yeah, whoever needs it gets it.
Yeah. So you're asking people to register ahead of time, and the Lions Club Facebook page is probably the best place to go.
Yeah, Port Huron Host Lions.
Port Huron Host Lions.
Yeah.
You've been busy in the last year or so. You've had a lot of events. Just kind of remind us what the Lions Club is all about.
Well, everybody usually thinks, okay, seeing eye dogs, we have the leader dog program, and it's quite expensive to train, $25,000, $30,000 to raise a dog and identify it and bring it full circle into a trainable dog, and then some of them don't make it, and then they'll go into another field of service. But we do hearing aids, eyeglasses. The eyeglasses, since the Affordable Care Act, we don't have to. We used to do about $10,000 a year in just Port Huron. And with the Affordable Care Act, it's not as much anymore. Hearing aids. We do hearing aids, but actually, I kind of think with the new law that just passed that you don't have to go, get a prescription and everything else, that may go down. So we have a lot of other things that we do.
Right.
We're going to help out with the roof sit next week, a couple mornings, and buy breakfast. I know myself, it'll be Luxury Bath and the Lions on Monday, buying breakfast with Manis Restaurant, just helping out with that. Then Schultz Roofing, Steve Schultz is now president from Schultz Roofing of the Port Huron Host Lions, and I'm first vice district governor of our district here in the area, 47 clubs. So,
all right, very good. So a lot of public service with the Lions Club, including the blood drive coming up this Tuesday the 13th. And to volunteer to donate blood, go to the Port Huron Host Lions Club Facebook page.
Yep.
Very good. Jim, thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
I appreciate it,
Paul. All right, thank you, Jim. Jim White with us on WPHM. It is 8:30, time for news.